local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Joining us here on the KVW Sutherland studio line, Roger Heineken, which means we're talking about activities at the Red Rock State Historic Site. Big activities this weekend, specifically Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday. Roger, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Beautiful day out there.
Gorgeous.
Is wonderful. And we're pleased to have you on because we're talking about the Remembering Barbara White Walker reminiscent event, which is coming up here on Sunday.
That's right. Our regular summer series of programs begins. Originally, we planned to start it in June, but then in March, Barbara passed away. And we felt like we needed to do something to honor her generosity of giving the home and contents to the state of Kansas. So we thought we'd dedicate our series to her, and we put a program in front of our regular start with this one that focuses on Barbara and her pretty remarkable life. And I'm not sure every Emporian really knows that she was an adoptee from the London Blitz in 1940. And so Amy Bickle and Kathy Hanks will be presenting that. Amy is a journalist for over 20 years and worked under Barbara at the Gazette for a period of time. And Kathy is a collaborator with many projects that Amy and she work on. And Nancy lives in Virginia, but she's coming in to help present this program.
Well, there's a lot to take in. 2 p.m., I believe, Sunday is the time of the start, Roger. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. Okay. And most of our programs will run under an hour, so 2 to 3 on the porch at Red Rocks.
Roger, you mentioned here about the the Walker family, and you know there's so much attention that's either paid now on Chris and Ashley Walker, or you know obviously with William Allen White, but you know obviously with this particular presentation, there's a lot about the family, which stories that are yet to be untold.
Well, you know, the home itself was in family ownership for 100 years when Barbara gave the house back in 2001. And, you know, generations of White stories kind of bench off of that location. And, of course, with the main line of the Santa Fe Railroad, prominent national figures stopped at Emporia all the time. And the property really does have resonance in 20th century state history. And, you know, she could have sold it off. If you watch Antiques Roadshow, you know what the provenance of a bed a president slept in might bring. we just think that, you know, she was thinking of Kansas and to honor her own family history and story, several generations, but also its residence and value to the state.
So when Amy and Kathy are making the presentation coming up this Sunday, this basically going to hit the highlights here, Roger?
Well, they recently collaborated and have written a book that profiles, I think, Barbara's relationship with her father.
Okay.
And they had Barbara's cooperation on this project. And so they are the most recent people to have a deep dive into the life story of Barbara and also her parents. That would be Bill and Catherine White. So they're going to share that. The book they're working on is not published yet, but I'm sure we'll hear a little bit more about that at the program.
Roger Heineken again joining us here with Remembering Barbara White Walker, Sunday, 2 o'clock at the Red Rocks State Historic Site at 927 Exchange. Roger, before we start talking maybe a bit more about, you know, summer programs, maybe talk a little bit about, you know, the work that happens behind the scenes to get your guests, specifically the ones here today, for Sunday, Amy Bickle and Kathy Hanks, to the podium and to the public.
Well, you know, we produce usually about 10 to 12 programs a year And the planning for that really starts, you know, 4 or 5 months in advance to think about what topics we want to touch on, who are the resource people that we could ask to present. And so we have a program committee. I chair it. And so back in December and January, we were starting to formulate this plan. And what I've always been so proud of is that in most cases, we have people, resource people, right, in our own community or certainly in the state who are willing and eager to share what they know about an aspect of the white story. So working out calendars, what sequence the programs are in, all makes part of the work that we do in putting together the program. And so, as I mentioned, Barbara died in March, and so we quickly felt we needed to dedicate this to her, and we knew that Amy and Kathy had been working on a book, and that was the go-to people to ask to do the program.
Makes a lot of sense there. Well, what is going to be coming up here this summer? Speaking of the different programs, or is that schedule finalized yet?
Yes, we're final. On June the 11th, we have a program we're calling Mary White's Mandolin. It will be a musical program and features Beverly Buller and Derek Doty. That was inspired by an artifact that was given to the site by a nephew of Sally White. Mary White actually had a mandolin that family had, and they've donated it before the pandemic, and it's finally come to the site to go on exhibit. So Beverly will tell a little bit about the love of music by both Mary and her family. And then Derek Doty is a historical musician who's going to do a mandolin program for us, playing traditional tunes on the mandolin. 2 weeks later, on June the 25th, we have Andrew Carnegie and his libraries, Christine Steinkuhler, who's an educator in the Topeka school system and who has written for Kansas Magazine, is researching Carnegie Libraries in Kansas. So she's agreed to come in and talk about our two libraries. We're one of the unique cities in the nation that actually has two Carnegie Libraries, the Anderson Memorial at the former C of E campus and our own public library building, which most recently had been a museum downtown.
All right.
And
well,
then
go ahead, Roger.
We go into July all the way through September with other programs that includes Nazis in America and when William Allen White was trying to keep us out of World War II with a committee to defend America by aiding the Allies. We had Nazis crawling all over us, including one that spoke on the stage of Albert Taylor Hall. So there's, you can almost tie any subject in with William Allen White in one way or the other.
Well, Roger, this is, again, a very worthy effort here to continue letting folks know about the family legacy. And, again, we encourage people to stop by Remembering Barbara White Walker Sunday, 2 p.m. at Red Rock State Historic Site at 927 Exchange.
It is free.
Thank you for having me on.
Roger, always good to talk to you. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Roger.
All right. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Roger Heineken. Red Rock State Historic Site, 927 Exchange Street here in Emporia. The 2023 program series is dedicated to the memory of Barbara White Walker, and they kick it off this Sunday at 2 p.m. Should be a good program.
Should be a good program. Want to let you know, we mentioned here after we had Jill Burton on with Hettlinger that we do not have a Newsmaker 2 or 3 spot because What's in Outdoors will take both of those spots here on Friday. But Monday, we'll have Emporia State Health and Human Performance Professor Dr. Jennifer Thomas. And we already also have the Newsmaker 2 spot slotted for Tuesday the 23rd and Wednesday the 24th. Go to the Live and Local calendar to find out more.
Indeed. 8:55, sunny, 66 degrees. Good morning. Join KVOE every Thursday morning at 11:05 for In the Garden with Lyon County Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael.
Each week, Travis covers topics from plants, trees, and shrubs to lawns.